The analysis of UK media coverage revealing that nearly 60% of defense expert commentary fails to disclose industry connections represents a significant transparency failure with real policy implications. When media outlets present retired military officials or defense analysts without mentioning their current consulting relationships with defense contractors, audiences can't properly evaluate potential conflicts of interest.
This problem extends beyond traditional bias concerns. Defense industry connections often shape how experts frame technological and strategic questions. An analyst consulting for missile defense contractors might emphasize different threats and solutions than one working with cybersecurity firms, even when both have legitimate expertise.
From a business perspective, this reflects broader challenges in expert commentary across technical fields. The most knowledgeable experts often have industry connections that create potential conflicts. The solution isn't to exclude industry experts. It's to require transparent disclosure so audiences can evaluate commentary appropriately.
The Hacker News discussion around this issue reveals interesting perspectives from the technology community. Many commenters note similar problems in tech journalism, where startup founders or venture capitalists provide commentary on industry trends without clear disclosure of their financial interests.
This connects to questions about expertise validation in complex technical fields. How do we identify genuine subject matter experts versus sophisticated promoters? Industry experience provides valuable insights, but it also creates incentives to promote particular solutions or approaches.
The international implications matter significantly. Defense policy decisions influenced by undisclosed industry relationships can affect military procurement, strategic priorities, and international alliance structures. Media transparency isn't just about journalism ethics. It's about informed, democratic decision-making on security issues.
Now, let me pose a critical question for our "what if we're wrong" discussion. The defense transparency issue assumes that disclosure of industry connections would lead to better informed public discourse and policy decisions. But what if that assumption is incorrect?
That's a fascinating challenge to consider. The strongest counterargument might be that industry connections don't necessarily bias expertise in predictable directions. A former defense contractor might actually be more critical of certain military technologies because they understand their limitations intimately.
Exactly. And there's a deeper issue. Expert commentary on complex technical subjects like defense systems or cybersecurity often requires specialized knowledge that primarily exists within industry. Academic experts might lack practical implementation experience that industry professionals possess.
The policy implications could work in reverse, too. If media outlets become overly cautious about including experts with industry connections, they might default to academic sources who understand theoretical frameworks but lack operational experience. That could lead to less informed public discourse, not more.
Another angle, the assumption that audiences would use disclosure information effectively might be wrong. Research on cognitive bias suggests that people often discount information that contradicts their existing beliefs while accepting confirming information regardless of source credibility.
If we're wrong about disclosure improving discourse, what should we watch for? I'd look for evidence that transparent disclosure either leads to oversimplified expert categorization, where industry experts are automatically dismissed, or has no measurable impact on public understanding of defense policy issues.
The key signal might be whether policy outcomes improve with better disclosure practices. If defense spending decisions, military technology adoption, or strategic planning don't become more effective despite increased media transparency, that would suggest our assumptions about expert bias and public information processing might be flawed.
This connects to broader questions about how technical expertise should influence policy decisions in democratic societies. The expertise we need for informed decisions often comes from sources with financial interests in particular outcomes.